Let's catch up with Ashley this time from Indian Country Sports and Lots. How you been doing, lady?
Been a while, Adam. I've been doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Yeah, you got off the hook. We've been talking to your sister, Courtney, most of the time, but it sounds like...
Yeah, I know it. She's been the one on the radio. It's about time that I got my chance to talk to you.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have more chances now. She's actually leaving, is that right?
That's right, yeah. She'll be going down to Florida next month for school, so...
Wow. Well, yeah. You always did a great job, too, so you know it's not like we're losing anything here. I mean, you're both great on the air, so let's talk about some details and start with the ice fishing right now, because I'm getting lots of reports from all around your area, actually, and many different types of species, so just jump right in. What are you hearing?
So most of the fishermen that I've been talking to coming in the store have been ice fishing on the inland lakes around the area. They've been having a lot of luck, mostly bluegill and perch, and they've been using wax worms and minnows. Also, the tungsten jigs have been pretty popular right now. And as for colors, purple's really hot, so that's been working. And then if you're not going for bluegill and perch, you can always go for trout as well. I know a lot of people have been fishing Alberta ponds.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been having some pretty decent luck out there, so.
I actually got reports for your area from multiple trout lakes. Not that I'm going to name any of them because they're all very small, but it sounds like the trout fishing in Berger County has been really good on the inland ponds, more or less.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. So if you're going out, your chances are you're going to have a good day of fishing.
Do you know what they've been using on those trout lakes?
I know a lot of people have been using the tungsten jigs. A lot of guys have been coming in for the minnows as well.
All right. Well, I want to continue talking with you, including I want to hear what the progress is on the ice in Huron Bay, and even I heard a little bit on Keweenaw Bay to start out with, but I'm assuming that's not even close yet. But can we continue with you later this hour, maybe talk a little bit about other bodies of water and black powder season?
Yeah, I'd love that, Adam.
Ashley from Indian Country Sports and Lots. If you stay tuned, we're going to jump back into this talk later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.